Can quantum mechanical description of physical reality be considered complete? With its missing the was published on 15th of May in the American Journal Physical Review. The EPR answer to the question posed was a defiant no. Even before it appeared in print, Einstein's name ensured that the EPR paper generated the kind of publicity nobody wanted. On Saturday, 4th of May 1935, the New York Times carried an article on page 11 under the attention-grabbing headline, Einstein Attacks Quantum Theory. Professor Einstein will attack science's important theory of quantum mechanics, a theory of which he was a sort of grandfather. He concluded that while it is correct, it is not complete. 3 days later, the New York Times carried a statement from a clearly disgruntled Einstein. Although no stranger to talking to the press, he pointed out that it is my invariable practice to discuss scientific matters only in the appropriate forum, and I deprecate advance publication of any announcement in regard to such matters in the secular press. In the published paper, Einstein, Podolsky, and Rosen started by differentiating between reality as it is and the physicists' understanding of it. Any serious consideration of a physical theory must take into account the distinction between the objective reality, which is independent of any theory, and the physical concepts with which the theory operates. These concepts are intended to correspond with the objective reality, and by means of these concepts, we picture this reality to ourselves. Engaging the success of any particular physical theory, EPR argued that two questions had to be answered with an unequivocal yes. Is the theory correct? Is the description given by the theory complete? The correctness of the theory is judged by the degree of agreement between the conclusions of the theory and human experience, said EPR. It was a statement that every physicist would accept when experience in physics takes the form of experiment and measurement. To date, there had been no conflict between the experiments performed in the laboratory and the theoretical predictions of quantum mechanics. It appeared to be a correct theory. Yet for Einstein, it was not enough for a theory to be correct. In agreement with experiments, it also had to be complete. Whatever the meaning of the term complete, EPR imposed a necessary condition for the completeness of a physical theory. Every element of the physical reality must have a counterpart in the physical theory. This completeness criterion required EPR to define a so-called element of reality if they were to carry through their argument. Einstein did not want to get stuck in the philosophical quicksand which had swallowed so many of trying to define reality. In the past, none had emerged unscathed from an attempt to pinpoint what constituted reality. Astutely avoiding a comprehensive definition of reality as unnecessary for their purpose, EPR adopted what they deemed to be a sufficient and reasonable criterion for designating an element of reality.